Introduction. During the Vietnam War, there was a man who went to the White House every night with a single candle. He stood there, alone, and stayed until the candle burned down completely. One evening, a reporter asked him what he thought he was accomplishing. Did he really believe that standing there with a candle was going to change the war or the administration behind it? The man answered calmly. He said he did not come to change them. He came so that they would not change him. That story, originally attributed to A.J. Mustie, was shared by Glennon Doyle, and it stayed with me because it reframes resistance as something quieter and harder. Not performance, not dominance, integrity. She also mentioned an essay by Michelle Alexander from 2018 called We Are Not the Resistance. She wrote about how we are not the resistance in the way we have been taught to think about it. Justice, love, equality, and shared humanity are not new reactions to recent events. They are a river that has been flowing since the beginning of time. It cannot be stopped. It does not reverse course. The people and systems trying to roll it back are the ones resisting. We are the river. If you imagine that river, you can imagine boats moving along with it. Not one boat, many. Some are carrying immigrant justice. Some are carrying queer rights. Some are carrying racial justice, higher education, health care, peace, dignity. These boats already have captains. They have always had captains. Nobody needs to invent a new movement to matter. The work now is simpler and harder. Get in a boat. When you do, you are not the captain. You are a deckhand. You take direction. You do your part. And when you see the other boats, you do not shout at them for not being in yours. You shout encouragement. Keep going. We are with you. And while we move, we do not become brittle or cruel. We do not turn movements into tests of worthiness. We organize and protest and protect, yes, but we also celebrate. We love each other well. We create spaces so alive and welcoming that people watching from the shore want to step in, not because they are shamed, but because they finally see somewhere safe to land. When they arrive, we do not punish them for what they did not know yesterday. We keep them. Because the point of staying in the river is not just to reach a destination. It is to remain human while we are carried forward. This book is not a call to rage for the sake of noise. It is an invitation to notice what you have been quietly swallowing, the slow erosion of trust. The normalization of cruelty dressed up as policy. The way exhaustion has been weaponized so effectively that many good people now mistake numbness for peace. This book is written for those moments when you feel something is deeply off but cannot quite put language to it, when you sense the ground shifting beneath familiar stories about democracy, work, safety, and belonging. If you have felt confused, overwhelmed, or complicit simply by trying to survive, you are not broken. You are paying attention. This is also not a manifesto telling you what to think or who to follow. It is a mirror and a map. A mirror to reflect how power actually moves in the modern world, and a map that shows where small human choices still matter. You do not need to become an activist, abandon your life, or burn everything down to be part of what comes next. You only need to be honest about what you see and courageous enough to stop pretending it does not affect you. Anger, when grounded in clarity and care, is not the enemy. It is often the first sign that something in you still loves this world enough to want it to be better. This book asks a simple but uncomfortable question and refuses to let it stay rhetorical. What happens when ordinary people finally recognize the patterns playing out in front of them, not as distant headlines, but as forces shaping their own lives and futures? This book does not offer false reassurance or easy villains. It offers context, language, and restraint. It challenges you to sit with your anger long enough to understand what it is pointing toward and to decide what kind of person you want to be when the pressure increases. Because the opposite of madness is not silence or compliance. It is awareness, shared responsibility, and the quiet decision to stop looking away.